98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A former Omro alderman has been sentenced to 5.5 years in prison after pleading guilty to federal charges of receiving child pornography. A criminal complaint says 44-year-old Jason Reeves received videos and images of child sexual abuse material from various internet platforms. He resigned from his position as alderman after being arrested in May of 2025. When his prison term is complete, Reeves will spend 10 years on supervised release and will be required to register as a sexual offender under state and federal law. Meanwhile, 20-year-old Zachary Vaught of Pennsylvania is sentenced to 15 years in prison after he was convicted in federal court of producing child sexual abuse material with an Oshkosh victim. Court records say Vaught began his correspondence with the child in October of 2024 and traveled to Oshkosh in June of 2025. That's when court records say he abused and recorded the activity with the child. The Oshkosh Police Department investigated this case. Following his release from prison, Vaught will spend another 15 years on supervised release and will be required to register as a sex offender. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is awarding the City of Berlin a brownfield grant to help the municipality investigate potential contamination at the location of a former glove factory and lumber company. The property is about 0.5 acre and is adjacent to the Fox River. All the buildings were removed back in the 1970s, and this grant will fund an environmental assessment that will provide Berlin with the information it needs to make the next steps regarding the property. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers held a press conference Tuesday morning to call lawmakers into a special session. The governor wants the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering in future redistricting efforts. In his State of the State address earlier this year, Evers said it's about fair elections that reflect the voters and not politics.
I know people here disagree sometimes. Sometimes a lot. Politics could get in the way of creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission that everyone can support. But there's one thing that we all should be able to do to agree on, which is that politics should stay out of the redistricting from start to finish.
The special session will start at noon, April 12th, 2026. Now, in the past, when Evers has called special sessions, the Republicans in charge often gaveled out of the session almost immediately. In the State of the State, Evers indicated he would continue to call sessions until the work is finished. In Wisconsin, constitutional amendments must be considered in two consecutive legislative sessions before being placed on the ballot for voter approval. Immediately following the press conference, Evers began a statewide tour to promote his plan. Do the benefits of data centers outweigh the costs? Well, it depends upon who you ask. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll, 45% of Republicans surveyed think they do. Only 24% of independents and 15% of Democrats see the benefits coming out on top. Poll director Charles Franklin, when presenting the poll data last week.
They are data centers.
Yep.
Where do we stand?
We don't like them. And we don't like them compared to where we were in October. So only 29% said that the benefits outweigh the costs of data centers. 70% say the costs outweigh the benefits.
The Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and 19th, interviewing 818 Wisconsin registered voters. Its margin of error is plus or minus 4.3. Don't get scammed by someone pretending to be from the DMV. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more.
This week is National Consumer Protection Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents about a rise in scams. Over the past year, DMV officials say scammers posing as the agency have sent text messages urging people to click fraudulent links or pay fake fees. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles says Wisconsin has no toll roads and will never send urgent demands for money by text. Officials encourage residents to learn how to spot scams and to sign up for the DMV's e-Notify program, which alerts customers to changes on their account, like a replacement license or address update. More than 1 million people have already enrolled. The agency has also added new identity verification tools to reduce fraud. Consumers can find tips and report scams at wisconsindmv.gov/scams. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
This year, Wisconsin's Supreme Court race features vastly different candidates competing for a seat on the state's highest bench. The Dairyland Patriot is reporting that conservative Maria Lazar and liberal Chris Taylor have raised considerably less money than the $98 million spent in last year's race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. So far, only $4 million has been raised between the Lazar and Taylor campaigns through February of 2026. Part of the reason may be that no matter who wins this election, the judicial balance will remain in the hands of the liberal majority. A victory by Taylor would ensure a liberal majority through at least 2030. The newly elected justice will replace conservative Rebecca Bradley, who decided not to run for another 10-year term. Some of the major issues expected to be before the new justice include abortion rights, voting rights, education funding, labor rights, and redistricting. Read more on the Supreme Court candidates Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor and their stances on several issues at thedairylandpatriot.com. Wisconsin voters will get one chance to see the state Supreme Court candidates debate this year. Judges Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor both accepted an invite from WISN-TV in Milwaukee for a debate on March 25th at Marquette Law School. Taylor's team said that this is the only debate that she will do. Lazar's team said she agreed to do several others that just didn't work out. The WISN debate will be streamed online and broadcast throughout the state. Online sports betting in Wisconsin is a step closer to being legal. The State Assembly passed a bill last week that would allow online sports betting through Wisconsin's tribal casinos. However, Wisconsinites would not be able to use popular platforms such as DraftKings or FanDuel. The measure still needs to be approved by the Senate. It's unclear how many senators will support it. Now, Governor Tony Evers is expected to sign the bill if it reaches his desk. Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Senior night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers close out their regular season at the Kohl Center tonight against the Maryland Terrapins. Led by former Marquette head coach Buzz Williams, the Badgers' Greg Gard talked about the matchup at practice.
Buzz has done a really good job. Like all of his teams, they play exceptionally hard. It's a group that has battled. You know, they beat Iowa just a week or so ago. So we know if you play hard, it gives you a great chance to have success.
UW Green Bay with a win at home over number 6 ranked Purdue Fort Wayne, 64-56. The Phoenix are headed to the Horizon League tournament for the first time in 6 years. Doug Gottlieb.
Overall, really good team win. And we look like a good basketball team. So doesn't mean a ton in terms of the world of things. But if we can play like this defensively, we can beat anybody this league.
NBA, the Bucks at 5-serve form tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog, a little frosty this morning. Then the sun will come out today. It's going to be warmer too, with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to around 30 for a low tomorrow. A little light rain or freezing drizzle in the morning. Then cloudy with showers in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.